You're probably familiar with the title of Tom Wolfe's famous 1940 novel, You Can't Go Home Again. But in late August 2005, those words became, for Gulfport, Mississippi residents Janice Goodwin and her husband, quite literally true.
The storm has hit the Louisiana coast from the Gulf of Mexico with winds up to 175 miles per hour.
Aware the storm had trained a bullseye on their town, they wrapped up a visit with their son Danny in Lexington and headed back, finally getting close to home when
we ran into the National Guard, and they were armed with guns, and they told us that we're not allowed to go any further, that we had to turn around and go back.
With that, the Goodwins made a U-turn for Kentucky, only later returning to Janice's home of 50 years to find the French doors blown off, a crumbling fireplace, and drenched insect-infested interiors. Unlivable, but still a blessing, she says, compared to the blank slabs that greeted some on the harder-hit south end of Gulfport. Goodwin remembers other neighborhoods resembling something out of a post-apocalyptic movie, rolls of barbed wire dotting the area like tumbleweeds, signs reading, "If you loot, we shoot," and
some of the homes vacated had a red X on them, and the red X meant that someone was dead inside the house. And that happened on many, many homes.
Eventually, restoring their property to sellable condition, the duo finally made the hard decision in 2006 to pack up permanently and put down new roots in Lexington. But the memories remain raw 10 years on.
I'd lived there all my life. My children were raised there, and they really miss, being around the water and the boats and all the things that are involved on the water. But it's just too devastating to go back, and there's still contamination, and it's just really, really sad. When I go back, my children say, "Why don't you want to go back more often?" And I said, "It's just sad, because it's so much unlike the way we always did live,
And while numbers of Kentucky-bound self-evacuees are difficult to pin down, it's safe to say Janice and Dan were far from alone. Between 5,500 and 6,000 displaced Gulf Coast residents registered with FEMA in Kentucky in the days and weeks following the storm. Kentucky Emergency Management spokesman Buddy Rogers had been on the job just 3 weeks at the time.
It was just mind-boggling watching it all come together.
Rogers says Kentucky took part in 54 Emergency Management Assistance Compact, or EMAC, missions to affected states.
We were activated for 28 straight days to support this effort. And we've matched that since then with the 2009 ice storm, but it's one of the longest durations of activations we've had at the Kentucky Emergency Management through our operations center.
Most of the evacuees would either return or carve out new homes elsewhere, but for the Goodwins, central Kentucky became a magnet. They chose Lexington to live near their son, but eventually their daughter, Stacy, also relocated to the city, knitting the family even closer together than it had been prior to Katrina. Still, Janice admits she longs for the familiarity and comforts of Gulfport, some of which she's able to recreate in the kitchen.
We still boil shrimp ourselves and make homemade gumbo and, fry fish and have still some of the coastal, foods that we really enjoy.
And with no plans to move back to her hometown, still struggling to emerge from the decade-old devastation, Goodwin says she intends to keep some of that Gulf Coast flavor alive here in the bluegrass for years to come. Josh James, WUKY News.